Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Extra Serving, a podcast by Nation's Restaurant News. I'm your host, Holly Petrie, here with the latest episode. I am on vacation this week, so there is no regularly scheduled episode of Extra Serving, but we do have an interview from the NRA show for you guys. We would not leave you hanging. This interview is with Scott Redler, the Chief Experience Officer of Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. So enjoy.
This is Leah Zinsmeister, Managing Editor. I'm here today with Scott Redler of Freddy's. Scott, thank you for taking the time to sit with us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, we are here. It's day three of the NRA show. It's the first NRA show in 3 years. I know we're both excited to be back at it. A lot has happened in the world these last 3 years. Tell me about what's been going on at Freddy's.
Well, we're gearing up and ready to go again. I mean, it has been, you know, we've done very well during the pandemic. We're very lucky, one of the fortunate ones that has drive-thrus. So we're able to take advantage of that and really put our teams together to be the best that we could be and understand things that we never would have learned if it wasn't for the pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. So what have you learned and what has changed for the brand?
Well, learning and understanding truly what our guests want and how their thoughts have changed during the pandemic has really been critical. So we know now that we were just testing delivery, now we deliver everywhere. We were testing different things to innovate and speed up our drive-through, and we actually did something that was very unique. It used to be that we would get together our operations team and maybe marketing, and we try and figure something out. Now we've turned into an organization that we bring everybody to the table and come up with better solutions than we would have if only some were there. And this has helped us immensely with drive-through speeds and innovation in kitchen and speed and really understanding what's important to the guests today.
That's great. Yeah, I've heard a lot of that. I've been talking to marketing people about supply chain problems, and it feels like everyone really has their feet everywhere right now in a great way for the industry. Is your delivery in-house or are you using third-party
delivery? We're using third-party delivery services. And you know, we're big focusing on, you know, the main things to keep the main thing. Mm-hmm. And we have a term that we use called the Freddy's Way, and we want to focus on making sure whether someone's getting delivered food or dining in a restaurant or drive-through, that we're doing it right. Everything is cooked to order, fresh and hot, and our guests take a bite of a steak burger and steam comes up. That's what Freddy's is, and we are never going to lose that.
Awesome. So let's talk about labor, which has been a hot button topic for the industry. What challenges are you seeing with workforce, and what are you doing about recruitment and retention?
You know, the restaurant business on a good day is a tough business.
Sure.
And the labor challenges have definitely impacted us like everyone else. We're really trying to make sure we're best in class with the way we take care of our team members and keep people around and let them grow within our system. That helps. But nothing can really take you away from the inevitable truth that we're short people in our country. So we're making adjustments in our restaurants. It's very hard to not open a dining room or close a dining room at 9 o'clock instead of 11 on a weekend or whatever. But we try to do what we can for our guests to be the best that we can be with the tools that we have.
Yeah, awesome. And of course, the name of the game lately has been supply chain. It feels like it's hard to get ingredients, it's hard to get all the pieces you need for operations. What has your experience at Freddy's been like with the supply chain lately?
Well, both sides. So I'll start with the construction equipment side. You know, we used to be able to build a Freddy's in 95 to 100 days. Now we're 140, 150. And if you have maybe two or three dozen fryers or walk-in coolers, I can buy them off the dock in the back later. I'm happy to do that, by the way. Air conditioners, things like that. So, you know, we've been on a really rapid growth path with our franchisees, and it has worked out very well. We built 31 during the pandemic year, which we were disappointed. Everybody else thought that was amazing. If we could get everything that we needed, we would build 65 to 75 Freddy's this year. Unfortunately, I think we're going to be in the 45 to 55 range. Hopefully I'm wrong and we build 65. But it's really a matter of getting everything we need. So that's the construction component. The other side, obviously, is food. We have great relationships with our vendors and always have. And they've worked as hard as they can to get everything, but we're not immune from shortages at times, unusual things that are tight, like onion rings. I mean, onion rings are wow.
Wow.
And, but, you know, just responding the best that you can and really making decisions that are guest-driven, making decisions that are team member-driven, I think are what are going to help us win and do things the Freddy's way long-term.
Great. You mentioned new units. Are you entering new markets at this time, or are these all units in markets where you already are?
We are now in 36 states. We went to North Dakota. We're in now.
North Dakota. Pretty, awesome.
But also some different venues. So we're actually in an airport. So we have one Freddy's in the country that you can get breakfast. And let me say this. There is not much better than a single steak burger with cheese, bacon, and a fried egg on top. It really makes you happy when you have to get up and grab that 6 a.m. flight.
I can see it. Which airport?
Oklahoma City.
Okay. Not sure I'll be passing through there anytime soon, but if I do.
Yeah, we're not in LaGuardia, but we'll try. Okay. But we think that, and so some of those venues, so we're in some additional colleges now. The secondary, we're in a couple of casinos now.
Okay.
So we're looking at those secondary markets. We like them. It works great for the consumer that goes into a casino. We do great in casinos. I'm not sure if Freddy's is there to celebrate after you win a lot of money or have a burger and feel a little better about yourself. I mean, it doesn't go quite so well.
A consolation.
But it's a great match.
That's great. And then the other thing right now is inflation. And of course, that's tied to the supply chain too. But how is inflation impacting the business and what have you done about it?
Well, I think everybody, the last couple of years, it's been quite interesting. And now the last couple of months have been a total turn. Price elasticity, what we could charge, seemed to have some flexibility for a while. Today with inflation, and somebody going and filling up your big SUV and it's $110. I think the attitude of the consumer is going to change a little, and we need to make sure that we, you know, respond accordingly. There's no easy answer to this. I wish I had the answer.
Of course.
If I did, I'd be living in Washington, D.C. But, you know, I think we just need to watch and respond appropriately, watch what our competitors are doing, and make the best decisions we can for our guests and for our team members.
Great. Knock on wood, emerging from the pandemic, a lot of these issues will hopefully be behind us soon. What is Freddy's looking forward to? What's on the horizon?
I think we're going to see Freddy's continue to maintain the brand, the Freddy's way. It's building the restaurants right. It's taking care of our team members, taking care of our guests, and absolutely doing food the Freddy's way. When you go into Freddy's and you grab a fry, it better be hot and fresh, and a burger better have steam and freshly made custard throughout the day. So focused on the Freddy's way, but the reality is that our franchisees are doing well, and we have a lot of new franchisees. Our team is doing an amazing job acquiring new franchisees in new markets, and I think you're going to see our expansion in number of locations per year go up exponentially, and it's very, very exciting.
Awesome. Anything else that you want to share or talk about today?
I just want to say it's great to be back in Chicago at the restaurant show. The energy here is truly amazing. I was riding in the elevator with someone, and they were almost shaking with anticipation. They're getting to walk the show floor again. So congratulations to everyone that puts this on. It's great to have everybody. Networking is so important in our industry. So many people underestimate it. And the networking that occurs in this four-day window is one of the best 4 days you'll ever have in your life.
Yeah, so I'm certainly going home energized, and I know I'm not the only one. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Scott.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.